High school basketball, 104.7 WKJC, brought to you in part by the Walker Insurance Agencies of Augray and West Branch, Treasures Forever of Augray, and Alpena Community College in Alpena and Oscoda. Ready to go in this one, starting for Augray Sims, Brennan Smolin, Carson Osatsky, Lucas and Bryce Verduzco, and Landon Bender. For Whittemore Prescott, it's Brady Oliver, William LaFranca, Logan Aiello, Ashton Hunt, and Dylan Broughton. Verduzco and Hunt will tip it, and it will be won by Whittemore Prescott. Right-hand layup right away, no good by number 11, Hunt. And it'll be tipped out of bounds by Augray. Aiello will inbound, and he'll swing it. Back up top, Hunt on that left wing into the left corner to LaFranca. LaFranca to Broughton. Broughton right wing. Brady Oliver three. Rebound by Bryce Verduzco. Bryce Verduzco will jog it up. Guarded by Oliver. Gets around him. Goes up right hand strong through the contact. Bryce Verduzco had a nice game against Hale, and he makes it 2-0 here against Whittemore. 2-3 zone here by Augray. Left wing three, no good. Rebound, though, comes down to Aiello. Back out to Hunt. Right wing three, that's too strong. But another offensive rebound. Dropped, and now it will be grabbed by Verduzco. He can't get up with it, and he's able to find Lucas Verduzco. Bryce Verduzco will jog it up. 2-0 Augray, 1 minute into our contest. And Bryce Verduzco has it poked away, and running down for an easy right-hand layup is William LaFranca.
Here comes the press by Whittemore.
And Verduzco dribbles it off his own foot, but Osatsky is able to come away with it. Goes back to Verduzco. Left wing Smolin. He'll try a three. That's too short. Rebound, though, to Bryce Verduzco. He's everywhere right now. He steps into the lane, bounce pass to Osatsky, and just too small, I should say, to go up in there. And it is blocked by two or three different Cardinals and goes off of Augray. And it will be inbounded by the Cardinals. 2-2 game. Brady Oliver will bring it up. Goes right wing. Hunt open for three. Right wing, that is no good. Rebound, though, comes down and is LaFranca, who hits a little mid-range jumper, and now into that press. And you can tell Augray game plan for it. Quickly breaks the press. And Osatsky loses the basketball in the corner. Knocked out of bounds by Dylan Broughton.
Much better job early here of Augray. They definitely, you can tell, have worked on a few things since last week from that Hale game. Doing a really nice job so far of breaking that press.
Osatsky limps off the field, or off the court. Might have rolled his ankle. Casey Williams will check in for him. They inbound to him right corner. Pass fake. Steps in, mid-range jumper. Off back iron. Rebound by Bender. No good. And knocked out of bounds by Whittemore. Stays with the Augray Sims Wolverines. They'll inbound underneath. 6 minutes to play in the first quarter. It's 4-2 Whittemore. Lucas Verduzco off the inbound. Can't get the friendly roll, and it's knocked out of bounds by Bender.
Both teams being aggressive on the offensive boards thus far.
Brady Oliver will bring it up, go right side to Hunt, who quickly dumps it down to Aiello. Has it poked away, able to find it open. LaFranca, left wing three, no good. Rebound and a foul coming as it is Aiello who ends up getting fouled. Logan Aiello.
Aiello active on the offensive glass. That's his second offensive rebound thus far. And as I mentioned, both teams really getting after it on the offensive glass.
As Aiello shoots his first free throw, let you know this game is brought to you in part by Eden Fields Assisted Living and Memory Care of Standish. First free throw too long. Also by Happy Acres Real Estate of Hale and Colvin's Heating and Cooling of Northeast Michigan. Aiello at the line, shooting one more off of the foul by Bender. Second free throw is good, and it is now 5-2. Whittemore with that small lead. Casey Williams to Bryce Verduzco. Try to break this press by Whittemore. They do. Verduzco just runs through it. And now he has to try and kick it out. He drags his back foot. Once he lifted that back foot, he ends up traveling.
Need to settle down. nice job of breaking the press, getting it over half court, but then you got to just settle it down and go back to run your offense.
Ball is knocked away by Casey Williams. He'll go inside to Smullen. Right-hand layup, too strong. And the rebound comes down to Broughton, who gets it to Brady Oliver. And Brady Oliver will pick up a cheap foul by Lucas Verduzco. Checking into the game now for Whittemore is Dylan Cockrell. And Levi Jones checks in for Augray. Dylan Broughton checks out, as does Bryce Verduzco. Little mid-range jumper from the left side by Ashton Hunt is good. And that'll make it 7-2. And now a steal off the press. Brady Oliver, right hand, tried to draw a foul and didn't take exactly a great shot, but a rebound comes down to Aiello, and now it is poked away, and Augray comes away with it. They scored the first two since then, 7-0 run by Whittemore. Casey Williams loses the basketball, and it will go out of bounds. He tried, I think, to kick that out to Bender.
Had a nice drive, good step through. Thought was there, just a little errant on the pass.
Good look
pass inside
here.
From Cockrell to Aiello is no good. Rebound to Jones. Levi Jones will bring it up, guarded by Brady Oliver. Kick out Casey Williams. He'll pump fake the three. Go up top, Smullen. He'll pump fake and go outside to Lucas Verduzco. He'll dribble it back up.
Much better ball movement, I was going to say, this week by Augray.
Inside to Jones. Goes over the right shoulder, and he'll be fouled. Go to the line to shoot, too. That was a nice move by Levi Jones. A little spin, get himself some space, and he picks up the foul, which will go on number five.
Whittemore coming out in that 2-3 zone, but Augray doing a much better job this week, not only of getting the ball up the floor, but also moving the ball on the offensive end as the first free throw goes down, makes it 7-3 in favor of the Cardinals.
Mark Howie will check in. William LaFranca will check out, sophomore starter. Hunter Harmon will check in for Landon Bender. So the couple of seniors now have checked in for Augray. Second free throw by Jones, short. Rebound poked to Hunt. Whittemore leading 7-3. Brady Oliver drives right baseline, bounce pass all the way across the court, goes to nobody, and it'll be out of bounds to Augray. 4:05 to play here in our first quarter of action. Casey Williams with the basketball. A lot of pressure on him. And he does a good job of spinning out of it and getting the ball swung across to Smullen, who traveled. And so the freshman travels with the basketball, and so with 3:57 to play, it goes back to Whittemore.
You know, a lot of times it's not about always getting the steal. Sometimes just speeding them up.
Right side Hunt, pump, pass fake, now shoot the three, knock it down.
That one was from the Augray bench.
10-1 run by Whittemore, and it is 10-3. And now a foul here coming on Whittemore, number 21, Dylan Cockrell. See, and Hunter Harmon were fighting for the basketball.
Whittemore will back up into the 2-3 zone, let him get up the floor.
Casey Williams, pump fake the shot, pass right side to Hunter Harmon. He'll drive baseline, handoff to Verduzco. Lucas Verduzco off glass, no good. Rebound to number 24, Mark Howie. Howie goes to Ashton Hunt. He'll step into a mid-range jumper. That one no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds off of Hunter Harmon. No. Off of Whittemore. All right. And so back to that press. Harmon will go to Casey Williams. Looks like it's actually more a four-court man-to-man with a little trap where they can. And so now back to the 2-3 zone. Smullen's going to shoot over it, right side, just short again. And Brady Oliver will bring it up. Pass in too hard for Dylan Cockrell. Oliver had it. And
just a little bit out of control.
Yep. 3 minutes to play in our first quarter. 10-3, Whittemore Prescott. Smullen trapped in that corner right as they inbounded it to him. Now a steal by Aiello. Bounce pass to Hunt. Back to Aiello. Good ball movement for an easy layup.
Excellent ball movement. Took the extra pass, had it.
And now trapped again in the corner. This time is Williams, and they fumble the basketball and lose it out of bounds. And they again keep getting trapped in that corner, have nowhere to go. Whittemore forcing a lot of pressure as they lead 12-3.
Yeah, they've got to get that ball to the center of the floor. They're getting themselves caught between the end line and the sideline.
Bounce pass to Cockrell off the inbound. Little mid-range jumper no good, but good rebound by Aiello. Another offensive rebound, and he will be fouled. Looks like that's Harmon who's going to pick up the foul. Yes, it is. And that will be the third team foul on Augray.
Third offensive rebound already for Aiello. Very, very active underneath the bucket.
Now he'll inbound. Goes to Cockrell. Back inside to Aiello. Goes up over Levi Jones and scores.
Nice look right out of the... And here's another steal the other way. And another bucket. That's number one, Brady Oliver, and Augray is going to take a timeout.
16-1 run by Whittemore Prescott. We'll take a break on WKJC, your power station for sports. Sixteen to three, Whittemore Prescott. This game on WKJC brought to you in part by D&M Supply of Homer, the Tremble Agency of Standish, Aranac Realty of Augray, and the Law Office of Dwayne Hadley in Standish. Brad Allen alongside Jeff Erickson, Chad Meyer back at the radio station, keeping us sounding good. And really, it's just been making Augray uncomfortable, Jeff, that has led to this 16-1 run by Whittemore Prescott.
Yeah, all night long, you know, they're inbounding the ball. It's just a basic full-court man-to-man press, and they're trapping where they can. But they're inbounding the ball to the corner, and they're getting themselves hung up between the end line and the sideline. We'll see if this timeout, if they come up with a plan here.
Back to that full-court man-to-man with the trap is a Whittemore. Smullen will get it and quickly pass it to Harmon to get himself out of the corner. Harmon will bring it up the left side, and now Augray sets up the offense as Smullen has it up top right side. Casey Williams, he'll dribble into a long three, and that one is off to the left. Whittemore Prescott basketball, and tried to run. Dylan Donahue tried to go without giving that to the official.
Yep, he was ready to roll.
He was ready to go. Brady Oliver will bring it up here for Whittemore Prescott. 2 minutes to play here in our first quarter, 16-3. Whittemore Prescott inside to Cockrell, right side. Howie pump fakes a three and pass across. Nice pass inside, shot no good. And rebound comes down to Verduzco. That was Aiden Massicott. And Harmon will bring it up. Left side, Smullen open for another three. Rims out. Rebound comes down to Massicott. And he will bring it up for the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals. Go left side. Brady Oliver pump fake a three. He'll kick it out. Massicott pump fake a three. Drive. Right hand floater at the lane. No good. Rebound, though, pulled down by Dylan Cockrell, number 21. Up top, Oliver swings quickly left side. Massicott, he'll drive baseline. Pass back inside. Off glass, no good. By Cockrell, rebound Lucas Verduzco, who's got his dribble. He can go, and instead he goes up to Casey Williams. Williams double-teamed at the top. Pass inside. Bender off his hands. And taken away by Donahue. Lucas Verduzco will come up and poke a ball away, and it will be a turnover. Augray Sims, in much need of a bucket, gets the basketball back.
Yeah, they really are. They need something to stop the bleeding here. 16-3 after opening the game 2-0. It's been a 16-1 run here for the Cardinals.
Casey Williams goes right side to Harmon. Back inside Bender. He'll be fouled by Donahue, and he'll shoot two.
Good ball movement along the top there to get somebody open down at the block. And that's what they really need to look at doing inside. There's some holes in that Cardinal defense, you know, in the paint, but just have had trouble setting up the offense and giving themselves an opportunity to be able to take advantage of it.
First free throw by Landon Bender. A little bit short. This game brought to you in part by the Augray and Skidway Pharmacies. Bob Bush in Augray and Tawa City in the M65 Bait Shop of Whittemore. Brady Oliver will check out for the first time today. Bender's second free throw. He is off to the right. Rebound comes down to Howie of Whittemore Prescott. 43 seconds remaining in the quarter, 16-3 Whittemore. Howie tries to get it inside to Cockrell. Had it tipped away, but does find its way to the Whittemore Prescott big man. Now left side, Massicott open for three. Missed everything. Rebound is saved to number three, LaFranca, and LaFranca is tied up with Harmon, and a jump ball will go to Augre.
Good hustle on both teams there to keep that thing alive, and looks like Whittemore is going to be content to call off the press at this point. 16-3 here in the first quarter.
Casey Williams will bring it up. Kick out Hunter Harmon. Between his legs, now drives right side. Goes to Casey Williams underneath the basket. Spins up, through some contact, but can't get it to fall. Cockrell with another rebound. 5 seconds to play. Right side, Massicott's got to get the shot up. He does, and no good. So at the end of one, it is Whittemore Prescott 16, Augre 3, and WKJC, your power station for sports. Whittemore Prescott after one. And Jeff, if you're the Augre Sims Wolverines, if you're Coach Blackmore, what are you talking about in the huddle?
Well, first off, you got to break the press if Whittemore comes back out in the press. The second thing, they got to get on the glass. It's been one and done. When they do get the opportunity and they get it up the floor, it's been one and done. Whittemore's out rebounding right now, 12-4.
Whittemore Prescott will start with the basketball. It's Massicott left side to Howie. Swinging around that 2-3 zone. Right side, LaFranca. Cross-court pass to Howie. He will drive to the baseline and a mid-range jumper, and they will say three in the key on Donahue.
Don't see that called an awful lot.
You do not.
No, not
Coach Lum is with a smile on his face. Left side, Smullen bounce. Pass, Verduzco and Smullen not on the same page. Bounce pass goes straight out of bounds.
No, the thought was right. And Augre going to come out in a little 1-2-2, looks like. Full court press.
Massicott will bring it up, dribbles right through it. And left side, Howie, stop and pop mid-range jumper. Knocked out of bounds by Whittemore.
Good box out by Augre. That's Landon Bender with a good box out to keep possession, 16-3.
Casey Williams jogs it up for the Wolverines. Right side, Harmon, he'll shoot the three. No good. That's why I said, though, he needs to be more aggressive.
I agree. Good shot.
Yep.
Just didn't go down.
You're okay with him taking that. All right, so the rebound comes down to Cockrell again. Right side, LaFranca goes up top to Howie. Howie left side to Massicott. Inside, Cockrell ripped away by Williams. Casey Williams will poke it away. And he'll bounce pass to Hunter Harmon. Harmon, left side, Smullen. He'll pump fake a three. Cross to Casey Williams. That's an open three. Short. Rebound, though, comes down. Well, it was Lucas Verduzco. And the ball's still rolling around. And Whittemore Prescott comes away with it. Massicott will credit him with the rebound. And now right side to Howie. Bounce pass inside Cockrell. He'll go up off glass. I think that might have been partially blocked. And a rebound to Bender. And now it's Casey Williams with the basketball. He'll drive right side. Cut off in the lane. Shot up, and we've got an offensive foul on Casey Williams. Might use that off arm.
Yep, a little bit of a push off. That's a good call.
He asked the official what he did. Got the explanation. Just a little nod. Casey Williams wasn't arguing.
No, it was the right call. He was feeling some pressure and just tried to get himself a little space.
Massicott will bring it up. Go right side, LaFranca down inside, knocked away by Bender as they tried to get that in to a new player in the game, Sean Richmond. Massicott checks out, Brady Oliver checks in. Richmond will inbound underneath. Whittemore leads 16-3, and wide open is Howie.
Really
his
nice
first bucket.
Yeah, really nice play call from the bench there, and here comes Whittemore with that press again.
Williams able to spin through a double team, go across court to Smullen. A mid-range jumper is short, and rebound knocked out of bounds by Lucas Verduzco. So now it's an 18-1, very extended 18-1 run here. Whittemore scored the, or excuse me, Augre scored the first 2 points of the game. Bryce Verduzco. And we honestly haven't seen Bryce since then. As it's now 18-3, Whittemore Prescott. And a steal here by Augre. So Smullen will try and dribble through three people, and he loses it. Brady Oliver a steal. He's got good speed heading down that left side into the lane. Euro step. It got the right hand to fall on the opposite side. Brady Oliver, a little nifty move, makes it 20-3.
Real nice move and absorbing the contact as well. Could have been an end one.
Hunter Harmon with the basketball. Left side, Smullen open for three over the defense, and he'll be fouled. And he will go to the line to shoot three, number 32 for Whittemore. Landon Aiello will pick up the foul.
Yeah, coach just smiling at him. He knew he shouldn't have done it, and he's way out in the middle of nowhere, and he just come flying at him, and it's tough to do. You see that ball up there, you want to go get it, but caught a little bit too much arm on the flyby.
Almost became an and one. Smullen came close to making that. Couple of dribbles, spin, couple of dribbles, spin, and first free throw is long. This game brought to you in part by ATD Engineering of Encore, Mercantile Bank of Fairview and West Branch, and Joe Sweeney at Dean Arbor Chevrolet in East Dallas. Second free throw is good for Smullen. He gets into the scoring column and ends the long run by Whittemore. Second free throw for Smullen. Or third free throw, I should say. That one's good, too.
Two out of three. Nice looking couple of free throws.
I think I've heard something about two out of three ain't bad.
Not bad at all.
I've heard that.
And looks like Augre going to pressure him a little bit here in the front court.
20-5 now. Whittemore Prescott with that lead. And Brady Oliver dribbles right through the 1-2-2 press. Wide open right side. Ashton Hunt for three. And he kind of. Smullen did a great job running out of him. Hunt missed that by about a foot short. Rebound comes down to Hunter Harmon, who drives right in through the contact, and he will go to the line to shoot two. That's great aggressiveness by Hunter Harmon.
Yeah, he put his head down, and he wasn't going to be stopped there. I think if somebody would have checked up, they probably could have drew the charge, but he was like a bull in a china shop. He wasn't going to get stopped.
So now Harmon at the line. Four dribbles, sets, and fires. Too long.
You know, I really like what Cardinals are doing defensively, you know, mixing it up. They came out after a couple of made shots and went back, set up the defense, and then, went back into that press. So another bucket here for the Wolverines. It'll be 20-6.
Inbound to Brady Oliver. Dribble through the contact from Lucas Verduzco. Keeps on dribbling, steps into the lane. Ashton Hunt, wide open right wing three, knock it down.
Really nice extra pass. Oliver really is a difference maker as he picks up the foul there on the defensive end. But, he does a really nice job of finding the open person, getting the ball inside, and then kicking it back out for wide open three.
23-6, Whittemore Prescott over top of Augre. 4:56 to go until halftime. That's the sixth foul on Whittemore, so Augre will go to the line to shoot the rest of the way. Backing out of the press are the Cardinals. Augre has it to up top. Casey Williams has it tipped by Oliver on his pass to Smullen. Still gets there, though. Casey Williams drives baseline, spin, hop step, fade away. No good. Rebound tipped out to Williams, though. No one guards him, and he got caught. He should have shot the three. Instead, he tried to drive and forgot to dribble.
Yeah, he got himself into a bad situation there where he was in the middle. I think he really wanted the three, and when the Cardinal player kind of came out towards him, he tried to put it on the deck and forgot to do it.
23-6. Whittemore lead tipped away. Williams got a steal and a breakaway. He'll go up in the lane, too strong. And Oliver with the rebound. And Oliver will be fouled by Casey Williams. Oh, great crowd wanted to push you off on Oliver.
Good display of dribbling there by Oliver. Kind of stopped him in his tracks, gave him a little stutter step. And
yeah. Whittemore will make a couple of subs. Osaski will check back into the game. Had that injury early. Now he'll check in for Casey Williams. I mean, Osaski, 5'1", 5'2", maybe?
Yeah, both freshmen started tonight. I'm guessing they earned a little playing time in practice.
Left wing three, LaFranca, too long. Rebound, though, comes down to Aiello. Another offensive rebound. And Bryce Verduzco, a little too handsy on the defense, trying to rip that one away. He'll draw the foul. That is the sixth team foul on Augre, so we'll have free throws through the last 4:02 of the half. Again, 23-6, Whittemore Prescott. Aiello will inbound to Broughton. Dylan Broughton kick out to Brady Oliver, guarded by Osaski. Oliver, left wing, Ashton Hunt, another open three. This one's short. Rebound, Brady Oliver quickly puts it up, too strong. Rebound, Broughton, he puts it up, no good. Aiello gets the rebound. He will go up and be fouled.
Oh, Chris, I think I got them all. You know, the reality of it is that Augury is just getting beat right now to the basketball.
Yeah.
Every toss-up ball is going to the Cardinals right now, and Augury just come out just a little bit flat in this game. Unlike the Hale game where they were really fired up, you saw a lot of fire out of the bench, you know, out of the coaches as he'll miss the first one. But, you know, you're just not seeing that tonight. It's a different atmosphere, so...
Bryce Verduzco checks out, so Hunter Harmon, the only senior on the floor. Aiello with 5 points on the night, and now make it six. And so that'll make it 24-6, Whittemore Prescott. Hunter Harmon has it, left side, Smolin. He'll try another three, the short again. Rebound, LaFranca. 3:33 to play in our second quarter. Inside, back outside to Aiello. That was Cronin who had it down low. Now they go to Broughton who shoots it too strong, gets his own rebound, and he'll be fouled. I think Jones will pick up that foul and go to the line. He is Dylan Broughton.
Yeah, the offensive rebounds are just piling up for the Cardinals right now, and it's almost a shoot until you make it type of situation. Augury's got to find a way to limit them in their rebounding here as the first one goes down.
And it's all, you know, offensive rebounding is all effort. I mean, it is 100% effort to get an offensive rebound. I mean, there is positioning, but right now they're just kind of out-hustling Augury, like you mentioned.
Yeah, they really are.
Second free throw by Broughton, too strong. Rebound comes down to Hunter Harmon.
Really need a spark on the offensive end as well as Whittemore's going to go man.
Harmon blocked by Oliver, but Lucas Verduzco there to clean up the layup. And that is the first field goal of the game for Augury since they made the very first points of the game. Broughton inside, no good. Rebound pulled down by Levi Jones. And he'll go to Hunter Harmon. 25-8, Whittemore Prescott.
Good rebound on the backside. Need more of that out of the Augury.
Osaski with the basketball, now to Smolin. Left side, Lucas Verduzco. And he'll go to Osaski, back up top to Harmon. Harmon down inside, and just a little too hard for Levi Jones, and threw it way too low for the big guy. And
yeah, it was a good look. I mean, it was a good look. He got himself positioned. It was, it just like you had mentioned, it just a little bit outside of his range.
25-8, Whittemore. They bring it up. Aiello has it left wing. Cross-court pass to LaFranca. Then they swing it right back around that left wing again.
Yeah, the bottom side of that zone is coming way out. I think that's part of their offensive rebounding problems. If you look here, as the shot's off. Nice block there, though, by number 34, Levi Jones, the freshman. But as I was saying, the bottom half of that zone is coming all the way up almost to the three-point line, and it's almost 3-2 in the wrong direction. It's why the Cardinals, I think, are having such a good time underneath the bucket.
Oliver with the basketball up top. LaFranca open left wing three. Knock it down. That's 7 points on the night for William LaFranca, and Whittemore leads by 20, 28-8. Hunter Harmon will bring it across, 1:49 to play in our second quarter. Harmon steps into a three, well short. Levi Jones saves it, and he saves it off of Cronin, so it'll end up staying on this end with Augury.
Good hustle by Jones. You mentioned him in the pregame, but he's given some good minutes tonight.
Osaski will inbound. And right wing, Smolin too long on the mid-range jumper, but rebound Lucas Verduzco scores.
Once again, kept alive by Jones.
28-10. Right side, open three, LaFranca. Too short. Rebound comes down to Cockrell, who throws it behind his back and in. Shot up by number 42, who slipped after he got his offensive rebound. That's Colvin. Left wing, Oliver, three, no good. Rebound to Smolin, and he'll take off and run with it. Stops in that left wing. Now he'll drive baseline, kick back up top, Harmon. Final minute of our first half. Whittemore by 18, 28-10. Right side, Osaski. Bounce pass inside to Harmon, knocked away. Back to Osaski, and now we've got a kick. I'll keep it down here with Gray. 51-1 on the clock. Smallest guy on the court, Osaski, will inbound. Goes to Jones, goes right in, and he'll be fouled. A little blocking foul, looks like, on Cronin. That'll send Jones on the line for a 1-1. It's 1-for-2 on the day with free throws. Yeah, it don't seem as, you know, the Algray was dialed in against Hale. You know, they were given, they don't seem that dialed in right now. First free throw by Jones is short. And so rebound comes down to Brady Oliver. He'll drive, go to the left wing, kick across to LaFranca. Now Cockrell down inside, knocked away, but Oliver comes away with it. Kick back out, LaFranca for three. No good, rebound tipped and won by Levi Jones. And then he has it taken away by Oliver, who goes up and scores.
Really nice rebound by Levi Jones, but the freshman brought it down into the into the waist area and got it stolen from him.
Harmon, coast-to-coast layup, no good. Rebound comes down to Colvin. 10 seconds remaining in the half. Right wing, LaFranca. Back up top, Oliver. Inside, Cronin at the rim. No good. Rebound to Harmon, and that'll end the half. At the end of our second quarter, Whittemore Prescott 30, all grade 10 on WKJC, your power station for sports. About ready to get our second half underway. Currently it is Whittemore Prescott 30, Augray Sims 10. As both teams make their way out of the locker room and get set for the second half. And, you know, I was saying at halftime there, Jeff, that you just kind of, for Augray, you just like to see them get to control a little bit. I mean, control a possession, control the ball a little, and get good shots. And then, of course, I mean, just once get a defensive rebound after one shot.
Yeah, I'm sure I missed a few, but, I had Whittemore down for 23 rebounds and Augray just 10. So, it kind of matches the score. If it doubles them up, if you get twice as many opportunities or two and a half times as many opportunities, you're going to be up by 20. And that's exactly what we have.
Augray starts with the basketball. They quickly move the basketball around to Lucas Verduzco, who's blocked, gets his own rebound, is blocked again, and rebound comes down to Broughton, who'll get it up to Ashton Hunt, flips it out to Brady Oliver. Whittemore Prescott coming back. Right side, William LaFranca, wide open three, too strong. Rebound to Hunter Harmon.
Good, solid, strong rebound on the opposite side. Good start for Augray.
Looks like man-to-man defense here by Whittemore Prescott. Right side, Osaski, back up top to Hunter Harmon. Left side to Brennan Smolin. They continue to swing it around, just looking for a crease. Have not really made an entry pass yet. They continue to swing it around. Harmon gets it. Now he'll dribble left side and right into the paint. Floater is good. Harmon doubles his point total from the first half.
Good aggressive drive to the basket.
Left side, Ashton Hunt, another three is good.
He's got a nice looking shot.
He's got 11 on the night, his third three of the day, makes it 33-12. Up top, Hunter Harmon. Right side, Osaski. Tried to get it into Harmon and poked away two or three times and knocked out of bounds off Broughton.
I think he expected him to cut to the basket there, and he did not, so got lucky to keep possession.
Harmon tries to inbound it to Bender. It is stolen by Aiello, who's had a fantastic game outside of scoring. Oliver open for a left wing three, too strong. And rebound won by Osaski. And he could have dribbled and instead tries to pass, and it's stolen by Broughton. Right side, Hunt, mid-range jumper, good.
Hunt's got a nice-looking shot. Really liking the way that Oliver's controlling the basketball game as well on the dribble.
That is now 13 points for Hunt, and he is now outscoring Augre 13-12. Osaski up top to Harmon. Harmon left side, Smolin. And now Smolin will dribble into the lane. And stop, go right side, Osaski. Bounce pass off the back cut by Smolin. Way too long on his shot. Rebound, Aiello.
That was a good take. Nice entry pass, though. They moved the ball around well on that possession.
Left side, Oliver. Pump fake three. Inside, taken by Bender. Osaski with the ball, and he kind of dribbles into a crowd. And it's taken away by Whittemore Prescott. LaFranca will bring it up. Go to Hunt in the right wing. He'll stop, shoot a mid-range jumper. No good. Gets his own rebound. No good. And rebound knocked out of bounds by Whittemore. This game is brought to you in part by K&K Automotive of Augre, the Hale Insurance Agency, TNC Sports Lounge of Augre, and the Erickson Family Agency.
Hey, I know that guy.
Yeah, I know that guy too. He's all right. And Verduzco, shot in the lane, no good. Rebound Bender, who saves it to Whittemore Prescott. So LaFranca will jog across inside. Aiello through the contact, no good. Rebound pulled down by Osaski.
Nice entry pass by LaFranca. And a good take, just couldn't get it to go down.
Harmon into some contact, and a very, 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 very late foul call, and I think that'll send him to the line to shoot two.
I think it was the correct call, so.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
It was the right call.
Well, the P got stuck for a minute. They still use the old P whistle. Definitely wasn't a Fox 40.
First free throw by Harmon is no good. This game brought to you in part by the Sterling Area Health Center. Alley's up north of Augre and Napa Auto Parts of Augre, East Allison, Oscoda. Hunt will check out, as will Broughton. Howie and Cockrell check back in. Harmon's second free throw, no good as well, and another rebound for Aiello. Gets it to Mark Howie. Right side, Brady Oliver, wide open right corner, three is no good. Rebound to Smolin. Smolin right side, Osaski back up top to Harmon. Harmon dribbling with the basketball right wing, goes to Landon Bender inside, goes up at the rim, no good. And rebound pulled down by Mark Howie of Whittemore. Whittemore a 35-12 lead, 4:15 to play in our third quarter. Cockrell to Aiello. Aiello back out to Howie. Nice extra pass. Oliver left corner three. No good. Rebound pulled down inside by Cockrell, though, who loses it. And Cockrell is hurt as Osaski goes coast to coast. Too strong on the layup. And a timeout here by Whittemore for the injury.
Surprised the officials didn't pick that one up. I think he might have kind of been behind him. He was clearly hurt, but good recognition by the coach to give him a minute. Looks like maybe he banged knees.
Yeah, we'll see. Hopefully he can get himself back into the contest. But 3:53 to play here in our third quarter. It's 35-12, Whittemore Prescott. And it's been tough to gauge Whittemore Prescott in this game because a lot of their buckets have come off of offensive rebounds. But what I have seen is some pretty nice outside shooting between Oliver and, of course, Ashton Hunt.
I'll tell you what I really have liked is the fact that they're going inside out. They really are. Even though the shots are primarily coming from the outside, they're working the ball in and taking the extra pass. I have been extremely impressed with their ability to be able to find the open man and make that extra pass. I thought Oliver is playing a really, really solid game in that respect as far as moving the ball, taking the extra pass, and just kind of being the quarterback out here tonight.
He's really controlled the offense very, very well. Pass inside, Aiello on a back cut. He'll go up, not going to get it. Rebound comes out to LaFranca. LaFranca dribbles into a mid-range jumper too long, and of course Aiello gets the offensive rebound, and he will go to the line to shoot two off of a foul.
I have 10 rebounds now for Aiello, and I should have been keeping offensive because at least six of those have been on the offensive.
Yeah, I almost said eight, yeah.
It could well be eight.
Could have eight. It's a big number that Aiello is had at the offensive glass.
Yeah, but really the ability as he eyes one up here, let's see if he can put one down, and no, just a little short. But truthfully, just the he seems to be able to recognize where that ball's going to come off, and he just goes after it and has been much more aggressive than anybody down low for Augre thus far.
Second free throw, Aiello also strong. Rebound, Smullen. He'll get it to Casey Williams. Casey Williams will hand it off to Harmon. Harmon up top, Lucas Verduzco for three. Offside to the right, and that will just go out of bounds.
Nice awareness by Howie to let that one go. Realized who had touched it last and let it go rather than trying to save it under the opposing team's bucket.
And then you're trapped underneath there. Aiello earns he earns himself a rest. Well played for him. Cross-court pass to Massicott. Back up top, Howie. It was tipped by Williams. Howie has the basketball up top. Left side, Massicott. Pump fake three. He'll step in. Shot is blocked by Harmon, who gets the rebound and quickly gets it up to Williams. Williams pass inside Verduzco. And Verduzco, a shot up no good. Lot of contact. And rebound comes down to Massicott. Inside picked off by Harmon. Now Harmon on the run for Augre. 2-on-4, and he tried to go behind his back to Williams, and it'll be a turnover.
Yeah, just out of control, trying to go 1-on-3. He made a nice pick at the other end, but again, just not in control of the basketball.
Massicott will have the basketball up top. Now left side, Howie. Howie bounce pass inside, back out to Howie. He'll pump fake a three, step in for a mid-range jumper, no good, and another rebound inside, offensive rebound to Colvin, and has that one picked off. Casey Williams will bring it up for Augre. Floater in the lane, no good, rebound Massicott. He'll take off running. Hop step in the lane, and a charge will be called on Massicott. Hunter Harmon earns the charge.
Not a lot of contact, but he was out of control. Could have gone either way. No call would have been a possibility there as well.
2 minutes to play in the third, 35-12. Whittemore Prescott, this is a 5-2 quarter. It's been tough on the offensive end on both sides. Levi Jones dribbles into a little mid-range jumper. Makes it 35-14. Massicott tries to go inside, has it tipped away, stolen by Jones. He'll go to Hunter Harmon. Harmon tries to go inside to Smolin. He'll be tipped out of bounds and will stay with Augre. 1:35 to play in our third quarter.
You know, Jones has done some nice things tonight. You'd mentioned earlier, a freshman. He's got a nice future here in the next couple of
he'll
years.
He'll fill out a little bit.
Sure.
Right now he's a lot of arms and legs. Casey Williams in the lane. Kick out Smolin, open right wing three, and short again. He's been trouble getting that one there. Saved by Jones, but to Whittemore.
He really has. I'd be curious to know. It seems like they're just everything is just a little bit off, like we've talked about.
Howie inside. Good pass.
There's that extra pass we talked about.
Xander Colvin gets in the scoring column, makes it 37-14.
You know, I've seen that a lot tonight where they've had an open shot, they've made the extra pass to get just even a better shot.
Levi Jones is tripped as he tries to drive. And go on Colvin. Bender will check in. Lucas Verduzco will check out. 32 Landon Aiello will check out. Number 10, Dylan Donahue checks in for Whittemore. Harmon will go up to Casey Williams. Dribbles into a right wing three. Too long. Rebound Donahue. He'll go up top. Needed about another 2.5 feet to be able to catch that ball. Turnover to Augre. 37-14. Whittemore Prescott with 48 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Sloppy third quarter.
Sloppy third quarter. A lot of new uniforms in for the Cardinals, however.
Hunter Harmon off the pass from Williams, a mid-range jumper, and that looked good. 4 points in the quarter for Hunter Harmon. Makes it 37-16.
Nice turnaround. Got the shoulder square. As you mentioned, nice looking shot. There's a forced turnover.
Harmon diving on the ground. Knocks it out of bounds.
Good hustle.
Senior, one of the few on this team. He's the lead by example. 22 seconds remaining in the quarter. Right side, LaFranca three. That's short. Rebound, Casey Williams. Williams goes to Smolin and a bucket. And now we just, thankfully, Aiden Massica is okay. I did not see who made that shot, but.
No, we were kind of, there was a pretty big collision here at center court, and I think it caught everybody's attention.
Well, it's 37-18, 10 seconds remaining in the quarter. Up top, Howie, 3 seconds. Now Massicott and LaFranca got that one off late. And so at the end of three, it's Whittemore Prescott 37, All Gray 18 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Whittemore Prescott starts with the basketball, leading 37-18. Colvin can't finish on the inside. Rebound to Levi Jones. He'll just turn and fire in the lane. No good. And a rebound comes down to Howie. Mark Howie. Bounce pass to Massicott. Back up top, Howie. Left side, Massicott. Pump fake three into the lane. Loses it. Ball on the ground. Harmon comes away with it. Pass up court to Casey Williams. Pass inside Harmon. He'll go up and he's fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two.
Good entry pass. Nice job down low of getting himself set up in the low block.
37-18. Augury won that third quarter, 8-7. Take that positive there. Only had 10 points at halftime and 8 points in the quarter. Harmon's first free throw, no good. That looked good. Can't get it to fall. This game is brought to you in part by Huron Community Bank, your hometown bank, Peace Family Restaurant of Au Gray, and Northern Power Sports of Mayo. Harmon ready to shoot another one.
Line change for the Cardinals on that possession here as bucket goes down, 37-19.
Brady Oliver dribbles through a little half-court pressure. Right side, Ashton Hunt for three, no good. Rebound pulled down by Richmond. No, he fumbled it and loses it to Casey Williams. 37-19. Williams, cross-court pass. Smolin, mid-range jumper. That one a little too long. Cronin with the rebound. And he'll get it to Brady Oliver. Brady Oliver protecting the basketball and threw it between two players.
This is a good look down low. I think kind of between the two, as you mentioned. But, again, nice control, under control as he comes up the floor. I think he's had a really nice game tonight, Oliver.
That's one of his few mistakes. Williams will step through, misses a shot, gets his own rebound, misses that one, and now it'll be Brady Oliver who comes up. Right side, Hunt. Back up top, tipped away by Williams, and got kind of caught in between catching it and whacking it away. And
I think if he would have grabbed it, he might have been able to go coast to coast there. Although Oliver might have had something to say about it.
Ashton Hunt with the basketball. Top left side, Howie. Bounce inside to Cronin. Pump fake goes to Richmond. Left short corner. And a double dribble by Richmond.
Yeah, he recovered it on the dribble and then picked it up. And he's like, what did I do? But he picked it up off the dribble and then decided to put it on the floor again. That's a double dribble.
Williams will bring it up for Augury Sims. Pass inside to Jones and has it tipped away and stolen by the Cardinals. Howie will bring it up. Hop step in the lane to Richmond. A little mid-range jumper too long. Rebound comes down to Hunter Harmon. 2-on-3. Harmon into the lane. And he'll dribble it out. Good defense. Up top, Williams. He'll pump fake a three. Hand off Harmon. He'll pump fake the three. Smolin left side. Back to Harmon up top. Inside, Levi Jones. Loses the basketball as he tries to dribble. Grabbed by Casey Williams. He'll pass fake. Drive inside. Reverse layup. And he'll be fouled by Brady Oliver. And go to the line to shoot two.
Good good possession there for Augre, I thought. Good ball movement. Williams being aggressive to the hole, got himself to the line.
Mostly controlled the entire possession. Very key. It seemed like they had a plan with the basketball. Williams' first free throw is good. But believe it or not, that's Williams' first points of the game. Makes it 37-20. Couple of dribbles, couple of spins. Second free throw, good two. Augre gets the first points of the second quarter, makes it 37-21. Pass inside is taken away by Hunter Harmon. Harmon dribbling to the lane, just kind of crab dribbling his whole way in. He'll be fouled and go to the line to shoot two more, where he's already made one free throw in this quarter.
Augre sticking around, making it a little bit more respectable.
Yeah, within 16. 1 point, it was 30-10. Since then, 11-6. First free throw by Harmon, a little short. Sixth team foul on Whittemore, so Augre will shoot the rest of the way. Only one foul so far on Augre this half. Second free throw good by Harmon.
A lot of shots, have been short tonight, as there's a steal by Augre the other way, and they're going to pick up a foul on Oliver. So back to the line, and here we go with 5:14 left. It's 15-point game.
I mean, if Augre can just pick up a little momentum here, a couple of turnovers, I'm just saying 15's not crazy.
No, it really isn't.
15-point swings, not crazy. First free throw by Harmon. Got to knock these down, though. That one's a little long. Harmon's had a lot of attempts at the free throw line today, which is a good thing, being aggressive. Makes the second one. 5 points in the quarter, all by free throws. And it's 37-23. Howie with the basketball dribbles it up to Oliver. Up top to Hunt. Down to Colvin, back out to Hunt, drive inside off his knee. That'll be a turnover. 4:59 to play. Augre, a little momentum, a little swing.
Yeah, Whittemore passed up some good shots on that possession, too. It's being just a little bit too, you know, a little, they need to be just a little bit more aggressive, I feel like, as Williams takes it to the hole, a little bit short, gets his own rebound, over to the corner, shot up, and that one's short. And rebound to the Cardinals.
Yeah, Richmond gets a rebound, a couple of good looks. Oliver now with it, double-teamed by Williams and by Harmon. Right into the lane, and got a player control foul. No, we're going to go blocking foul.
I bailed him out. Oliver was out of control.
Foul goes on Bender, his second. Another line change here for Whittemore, and, yeah, we're bringing all the starters back in. This one's gotten away a little bit.
Yeah, no, I think this is a good move by the coach here. You don't want to give Augre life. You know, like you had mentioned, a couple of turnovers, and you know, before you know it, you're under 10. That's a little scary. So,
LaFranca off the catch, a three, no good. Rebound, Levi Jones. He'll hand it off to Casey Williams. Trailing by 14. Hop step mid-range jumper, no good. That's two straight possessions. Williams dribbled into quick shots, and
yeah.
And now he's going to get a pick up a foul, his third, team third. Getting some coaching from the sideline right now.
Yeah, and you need to get shots up right now. So I mean, you can't be too frustrated with that. But he was out of control, as we mentioned.
Hunt drives inside, left hand off the glass is good, and that's the first points of the fourth quarter for Whittemore. 15 points on the night for Ashton Hunt. Makes it a 16-point game again, 39-23. Right side, Harmon. He'll drive. He'll shoot a floater, and that's short, too. Rebound comes down to Ashton Hunt. Goes behind his back. Right side, LaFranca. Back up top, Hunt. Wide open for three. Long. Rebound pulled down by Aiello. Who else? Oliver for three. Knock it down.
Really, really nice job of keeping the basketball alive. That young man has been all over the floor, number five, rebounding the ball everywhere.
Makes it 42-23, back up by 19, Williams mid-range jumper, and that's four or five shots now by Al Gray that has not hit iron. Yeah, back just, up top Hunt, left
just
side
Oliver.
Doesn't
seem like any legs, you know. Oh, nice look down low by Oliver, and Ayala had that one go off his hands.
Hey, all Ayala knows is rebounding. That wide open layup is not his thing. Where the war keeps the basketball.
Once again, though, what a great pass by Oliver underneath. You know, it's a common theme tonight.
And Bender will knock one away. Ball still on the ground. We got to get a jump ball in here somewhere. There we go. And that will go to Al Gray.
Yeah, good hustle. Both teams getting after it. You know, 3 minutes left in a game that's not really close, and both teams getting on the floor after it. You got to like to see that.
This game brought to you in part by Dean Arbor Chevrolet of East Dallas and Dean Arbor Ford of Dallas City, Woodhaven Log and Lumber of Mayo, Buchanan Builders of Al Gray, and Al Gray Fireplace and Chimney Service. Al Gray looking for their first field goal of the fourth quarter. They've made five free throws. And Osaski has it stolen by Hunt. Hunt up the lane will make a layup. And now this might actually be Whittemore's biggest lead of the game at 21.
I believe it is as well, 30-10 at half.
Right wing three, Harmon barely clips that long iron. And another rebound for Aiello.
Nice look up the floor by Oliver.
LaFranca wide open, no good. Rebound Harmon.
Good ball movement.
Up top, Levi Jones beat everybody
nice
down the floor
look.
And scores. Makes it 44-25. Brady Oliver will bring it up cross court. Hunt, he wanted the three, smartly doesn't. Oliver inside to Broughton. Broughton will dribble, lose it, and it will be out of bounds to Al Gray. And four new players coming in for Whittemore Prescott. Donahue, Massacott, Howie, and Landon Aiello. Everybody but Ashton Hunt checks out. 2:04 to play. It's Whittemore. Howie knocks one out of bounds. Whittemore 44. Al Gray 25.
You know, I really like what Coach Lumison did right there. You know, he put those guys back in, gave them a little bit of breathing room, brought them right back out. He says, you know, hey, he understands the situation. You know, that's good class coaching. You know, great job.
He felt the same thing we did, where it was like, you know what, Osaski right side three, off glass, no good. Rebound comes down to Donahue.
No.
Yeah, he felt the same thing of, you know what, we need to kind of level things out. Massacott, a three up top, knock it down. Had to bring him back in, and now Whittemore right back on the run, up by 22, 47-25.
No, absolutely, and then he didn't leave him in there to run up the score. He brought the subs back in, got some playing time, and, you know, still playing hard. Both teams still playing hard at this point.
Jump ball will go to Whittemore Prescott. Bender will check out. You see Hughes for the first time in today's game.
Another freshman.
Marcel Hughes. Massacott left side, Hunt. Drives by Jones. Floater, good. And now it looks like they're going to go get Ashton Hunt. 11 points in the half, 19 in the game. And has Whittemore up 24. Jones, free throw line jumper, no good. Rebound pulled down Donahue.
Good luck and shot by Jones, though. I'd take that. You know, you got to like what he's done, I think, tonight.
Left side, Hunt for three. Doesn't get the friendly roll. Rebound will be a jump ball. And so that will go to Al Gray. Hunt will check out, 45 Cronin, checks back in for our final 46 seconds. So Whittemore will win this North Star League cross-division matchup. Does not count for league play. Jones, step back, mid-range jumper, no good, but that's a shot you want him taking, no doubt about it.
Absolutely, you know, that's two trips in a row where he's got it right there at the elbow, and he's turned and taken, you know, good shot, squared up his shoulders, and, you know, they didn't go down tonight, but they might tomorrow, so.
30 seconds left, Howie right side, drives baseline, goes up at the rim, no good. Rebound Cronin. He goes up, no good. Rebound Harmon with 20 seconds left. And try to get it up court to Smolin. There you go. Nobody hurt themselves over there as that ball went careening towards the door in the hallway. So Donahue will inbound. Whittemore might just sit on this one. And Cronin gets the basketball, and we're going to have a foul on Osaski reaching in there.
Only the fourth.
5 seconds remaining. Three-pointer blocked by Jones. Rebound Howie at the buzzer. No good. Our final score tonight, the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals 45, the Augray Sims Wolverines 25. I think I said that wrong. Whittemore Prescott 49 and Augray 25 on WKJC, your power station for sports.